Recorded Books and RB Digital present Vendetta Road by Christine Feehan. Narrated by Jim Frangione. Chapter 1. Isaac Koval, known to his brothers in Torpedo Inc. as Ice, moved with the crowd of tourists down the Las Vegas Strip. He could fit in anywhere. It was a gift, and one he worked on as often as possible. He'd learned early in life that, if he chose, he could be invisible, or nearly so, fading like a chameleon into whatever background surrounded him. That gift had saved his life on more than one occasion. He was very careful to keep several people between himself and the two men he followed. He wove his way through the tourists, but was always careful his reflection wasn't caught in the glass as he passed windows and doors. That was simply a matter of matching steps for a moment. He kept his head down, but his eyes up, scanning the crowd, the buildings, and even the rooftops. Heat waves bounced on the sidewalk, hitting him squarely in the chest. At times it felt as if he couldn't breathe, but then he'd been feeling that way for some time, even at home on the coast. His quarry stopped for a moment, just inside one of the doors leading to a casino, forcing him to stop as well. He couldn't get in front of them or take a chance they'd pick him out of a crowd if they spotted him more than once. There was a brick pillar just on the other side of the doors of the casino, and he paused there to pull out his cell and look at text messages, just the way dozens of others were doing. He glanced across the street to where his twin brother, Storm, mirrored his actions. Ice was able to keep the two men in sight while studying his phone, and then moving at a snail's pace with a group of tourists from India. The two men they followed argued.